And now, here is your master of ceremonies, the popular New York columnist, Mr. Broadway himself, Danton Walker.
Thank you, George Hicks, and welcome to Broadway in Review. The delightful young singing discovery from wonderful town, Miss Edith Adams, will grace our musical session as guest star today. Before we meet her in person, though, Russ Case and the orchestra lead us down Tin Pan Alley with that grand old jazz favorite, South Rampart Street Parade.
Did you know that as a wave officer in the Navy, you can have a career with prestige? You'll do responsible work and have a full, rewarding life. You'll live in comfortable quarters, have good pay, and enjoy rewarding friendships. If you're a college graduate between 21 and 27, find out today about commission opportunities in the Wave.
Even if you were lucky enough to have tickets to Wonderful Town tonight on Broadway, you couldn't hear these two songs from that hit musical sung any more beautifully than you will right now. The reason? Our glamorous guest star, Edith Adams, who sings them now as she does nightly on stage, it's Love and Ohio.
I could touch the sky. What a way to feel I have found my God. At last I have someone to cheer for. It's love. At last I have learned what we're here for. I've heard it said you'll know it when you see it. Well, I see it. Why, oh, why, oh, why, oh, skies yonder when life was so cozy at home. Wondering while I wonder, why did I fly? Why did I roam? Oh, why, did I leave Ohio? Maybe I'd better go.
That was terrific, Edith, and I especially liked your two-voiced rendition of Ohio.
Thanks, Stanton. That's nice to hear.
You're a young lady who's nice to hear and see, Edith. I understand that your beautiful blonde hair, your youthful vitality, and your bathing beauty figure had a lot to do with your winning the coveted role in Wonderful Town.
Well, that and a streak of luck didn't hurt a bit either. I guess no girl ever felt quite as thrilled as I did when I heard I was really going to play Eileen in the musical comedy version of My Sister Eileen.
Well, yours is really the fulfillment of every stage-struck young girl's dream. Imagine being starred with Rosalind Russell in Broadway's biggest musical hit on your first try at cracking the legitimate theater.
Well, it certainly was the farthest thing away from my dreams, I can assure you. I had wanted to sing on the stage for about as far back as I can remember, but as a coloratura soprano. In fact, I even studied singing at Juilliard in New York for about 5 years toward that goal. But I never dreamt I would find myself in television instead, and then in a Broadway musical.
Then television brought you to the stage, huh?
Yes, I'd been singing in Philadelphia on a local TV program when I was signed to do a daily television show in New York. It was there that I was seen and suggested for the role of Eileen.
Well, I'd say the switch was everybody's gain, Edith. And if you'll apply your coloratura training to a pop version of It's Wonderful right now, we'll all be delighted.
Don't mind telling you, in my humble fashion, that you thrill me through with a tender passion. When you said you care, imagine my emotion. I swore then and there, permanent devotion. You made all other boys seem flat. Just you alone filled me with love. Wonderful, it's marvelous, you should care for me. Oh, it's awful nice, it's paradise, it's what I long to see. You've made my life so glamorous, you can't blame me for feeling amorous. Oh, it's wonderful, it's marvelous, that you should care for me, my dear. It's four-leaf clover time. You've got my poor heart working overtime. Oh, it's wonderful, it's marvelous, that you should care for, that you should care for, that you should care for me.
Thank you, Edith Adams, for taking time out to visit us.
It was my privilege to sing on Broadway in Review.
There's a career in your future, and a future in your career as a wave officer in the United States Navy. You may work in public relations, communications, or aviation. You'll travel and see many new and interesting places. And, above all, you'll have security. Find out how you can be a wave officer. Visit your nearest Navy recruiter today.
One of Duke Ellington's most nostalgic melodies in his long succession of melancholy hits occupies the talents of Russ Case and the boys now as they play Mood Indigo. Thank you, Russ Case.
Well, that's it for this time. You've been listening to Broadway in Review with Russ Case and his orchestra, our guest Edith Adams, and your host, Mr. Broadway himself, Danton Walker. This program was produced by Vola Productions for the United States Navy Recruiting Service. This is George Hicks inviting you to join us again for another Broadway in Review. Here is a final word from Edith Adams.
Remember, if you're a college graduate between the ages of 21 and 27, you can be a commissioned officer in the Waves. Look into it right now.